Yes, I'd like to call this membership committee meeting into order. And come in, Mr. Standing Bear. We're getting ready to, we're just coming into order and I'm looking for the agenda right now. Hold on. First thing, can we have roll call, please?
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Chair Maker.
Here.
Lord, again, we come here today and we just thank you again for the opportunity to serve. Lord, just watch over our people, and as we discuss our membership and our CDID departments, let's just keep all of our citizens in mind and everybody that we're supposed to be here to help. God, just watch over us, guide us, let us have good actions today and good hearts. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Next thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting for July 31st, 2024.
Second. There is a motion and a second for approval. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Yes? All opposed? None? Minutes are approved. Okay. What we're going to do now on the agenda is we're going over the main big bill, ONCA 2473, which is sponsored by Congresswoman Jody Rebard. And did you have me saying any comments before we start?
Well, thank you, Chair, and good morning to the committee, and good morning, Director Standing Bear.
Okay, well, I guess we can go ahead and have Mr. Standing Bear come up to the podium and see on the agenda there, we're going over section 43 membership. So if you wanna go ahead and give us a little summary and come much like we did last time you were here, and then we'll have some questions for you.
Got it. Thank you. Let's see.
But Chair, real quick before he gets into this, you're gonna see an expense for donations of $2,000, and that's erroneous. Just wanted the committee to know. I spoke to the director about it because we were thought that's an odd request, and I thought that's something that Chris wouldn't request. So I called, he's like, you're right, it's not correct. So I just wanted the committee to know. So that's gonna pop out. You're gonna go, what's he doing?
Thank you. Yeah, that's correct. I cannot find my agenda. Thank you. So, are we just discussing the two budgets, or did you want a recap of the last meeting?
Mr. Stanley, you can just give a few minutes of summary if you want to, and then we'll go ahead and go into some of the questions, just briefly.
Okay.
For the listening audience, mainly.
Okay, sure. In our last meeting, we discussed a couple of things that we were going to be working on this coming fiscal year, which mainly consisted of updating our membership card, which is not to be confused with the ETC that was under discussion in the previous year. So this is just a basic upgrade to our membership card. It's the white card that everyone receives, not the CDIB card, but the membership card. And all that would consist of really is adding certain features, such as a photo and some more helpful information. And I think the last time we discussed this, we were looking at talking with the tax commission, because they had the printer and the software that they had been using for another ID card in the past. We did some looking at our current machine, and it's capable of doing everything we need to do. So we don't need to borrow anyone's machines. We have it, and our software is also capable. So we're basically ready to go. We just need to design it and get everyone's approval. We also discussed the our involvement in the census, which was minimal. And we just provided some numbers for strategic planning. So,
yeah, thank you for your information, Mr. Standing Bearer. I think it's a good thing that we're going forward with our new, I guess it's an option for the membership card. It's not like mandatory for those who want to have a nice updated membership card with a photo on it. I think we may be the last tribe that doesn't have one that offers the photo ID. You know, but anyway, I think it's a good thing. We've talked about it before. And I think it's a. I guess who has to approve to go forward with that? Who as you said, that the approval, who has to approve that? It's the principal chief or?
Not necessarily. I was just saying that just in case anyone such as executive or the committee here wanted to take a look at it first and get your blessing.
Well, I can tell you definitely have my blessing already. But anyway, does anybody have any questions on this ID card? Committee, any questions on the updated ID card, membership cards? If there are none, okay, thank you. Do we have any questions on the budget now? Congresswoman Rewark?
Yes, thank you. It looks like there's just a small increase to this budget, and it doesn't look like it's significant. It looks like the operation costs went up just somewhat, not very much. And so the increase overall is maybe around $5,000. That's from last year's request. I guess Director Standing Bearer, do you want to speak to your increase?
Sure. Looks like the increase came from salaries and wages. There was a decrease in our professional fees. Basically, that's it. I mean, we didn't change much at all. We're just talking about the tribal side right now, correct? Right. There was a slight increase in wages and fringe, and then the decrease in professional fees. And there's an increase in space costs.
Well, Well, thank you. Sound like everything is pretty much the same. Now, if I correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like our last meeting, did you say something you may need an additional employee for the membership card addition to the, or is it you won't, or do you, you don't think you'll need an additional employee?
At this time, I think we're good to go for fiscal year 25. I think it's just going to be a matter of seeing how busy we get with the new cards. If they're going to be optional, I don't foresee that big of a work increase. So I think we're okay as we are. Halfway through the year, if we find out that we're needing more help, then that may change for fiscal year 26. But I think for fiscal year 25, manpower is fine.
Yeah, well, thank you, because I know, like I said before, your department is one of the most important ones in the nation, because we, all our departments can't really make good decisions without the great job that your staff does. Yeah, Congressman Pasta, I think you had a question, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's an early question. It's an amendment, page 40, line 1826.5, on page 40, line 1826.5, under donations, strike $2,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
There's a motion. Is there
second?
Motion and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Amendment passes. Go ahead, Congressman Potts.
That was my point of order. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So do we have anything else? Any other questions? Seems like everything's pretty much under control up there with your department, and we thank you for all your work and your staff. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'll just make note that Section 43 has been reviewed, membership. Okay, now that brings us down to the next agenda item, which is ONCA 34-75. And it's one of the big bills. Its sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rebard. She is here. Can you go ahead and open us up on this discussion, please?
Yes, thank you, sir. This particular funding, non-tribal, of $146,681 is non-tribal, and I believe those are self-governance dollars. And so those come down through our multi-year funding agreement, and this is one of them that we may have to modify throughout the year as they receive additional funding, and sometimes that's reallocated through our self-governance department. And so again, this is a pretty standard.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Stanley. Do you have any more, anything to add to that at all?
Not really. There was a slight decrease in the funding, but it was not a problem. I adjusted the amount for training, and that's all. That's all we did on that. So, pretty simple.
Yeah, thank you, Committee. Are there any questions for Mr. Standing Bear at this time? Congressman Tillman, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Chair and Director Standing Bear. You gave us, I think, an update of numbers, and I appreciate that information coming. I think you send it once a month or like that. So everything's going to seems to be steady. It doesn't seem like there's a. Are we up to 25,000 members now, or what is the current? Do you know?
It's close to 27.
27,000. How much growth have we had just this last year?
I don't have a percent, but on that number, I just wanted to reiterate that I believe there's that number is high because we are still working on a reliable way to obtain death certificates. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many there are. So that's something that's a big goal this year for us, is to obtain as many death certificates as possible so that we can make that number realistic, which, you know, it's up there, but I don't think it's that high.
That's interesting. I don't know the process for tracking death certificates, but that would seem like a challenge. How do you currently do that? Is that just a voluntary basis that members phone that information into you?
That's rarely the case. Normally, we get cooperation from Andrea Kimball's office. Because they do burial assistance, and that's really the best way for us to obtain them, but I don't think it's 100%. So we're working on ways, trying to come up with ideas, and that's going to probably take some outreach on our part. And it's kind of a difficult subject. You know, a lot of families, I respect their privacy, but it's just something that we need to get a handle of and for accurate numbers. So,
Chair, if I can, just one last thing. Have you looked at any other tribes similar to our size, or of what processes they have to track that?
Not specifically. I've looked at a couple of different ways. There's a couple of resources that I'm still looking into, but that is something I'm going to have to do, is look at some other tribes and their methods. So,
does that answer your question, Congressman Tillman? Congresswoman Goodfox?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I mean, I agree. I think that's right now, that's the only method you have, and I mean, between we have other entities and how you move about it, you know, I don't have the solution, but some of our entities of membership, getting the newspaper, voting, but that's provided that the Osage taps into burial assistance. And I know that not all Osages do that. Not all families do that. And that's, you know, so it's definitely something to think about. And I have thought about that in terms of, we had a different piece of legislation come forward one time, and it was regarding absentee ballots. And I know that there are families that just do not utilize the burial assistance. And I thought, well, if we don't know, because they didn't tap into that, but yet they're still on a list that the election office keeps, it raises red flags. And so I believe that the election office, and probably even the Osage News, have also thought about how can we all work together to even help streamline. And so I support your effort in going there, because it is a real concern. And I think that if the director of membership is saying, well, we don't have a true number, and I think that's kind of high, I believe you. We may not have 27,000 members, so I don't know that any of us on this side, or even the executive side, can say, make statements that we have 27,000 people we're that's just not a true reflection. I get it. Thank you for your work, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebarden?
Yes, thank you. So the same thing happened, I know, during the couple of campaigns I've participated in and looking at, mail-outs. But I did have a company that I paid to go through my list to take out, extract any deceased members, and they did it within minutes. And that's something that they offer now that they've been doing in lists. So because they have access to a different, I don't know what they have access to, but they were able to extract the deceased members from our list rather quickly. So I'll share that info with you.
That would be great, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Caution against that, and Congressman Rebard, I hear you, but as a mail consultant in a political consulting firm, that's not a foolproof plan. The deceased factor through the United States Postal Service is like a statistical probability based on age. So it's... That's... Having done this before, those companies contract with the United States Postal Service to receive that data file. It's a statistical probability calculation to determine if somebody's deceased. That's what I've done. So I'm just letting you know that's not necessarily a foolproof plan. It is a decent resource and something that we could consider. But something else that I would lay on the table is we're talking... Congressman Rebard, there's no need for the gestures. That I have a small business or needs for wrap-up signals, Congressman Rebard. I've been a political consultant for over 10 years and have worked in that field, and I absolutely know how the deceased calculation works with regard to a mailing function for political mail. There are other resources in this room that utilize government data, and that's where I would encourage you, Mr. Standing Bear, to potentially utilize Ms. Bayrou, who has contacts with the United States Census Bureau, who has confirmed death according to United States government records through Social Security Office and the Census Bureau. That would be a much more reliable source in my mind and something that you might be able to explore in the coming months.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Congressman Potts. Did you have any more to say on that, Congresswoman Rebarden? Okay, well, are there any more questions? This is time for the Director Standing Bear on membership. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I don't have any further questions, but if the committee is ready, I'd like to report Section 43 of ONCA 2473 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yes.
All opposed? Motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion to report Section 5 of ONCA 2475 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed? Seeing none, motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
If there's nothing else here, Mr. Steinbear, thank you for being here today. And that concludes what we have on our agenda for the membership committee. So if there's nothing else, any more questions for anyone? Congressman Tillman?
There's nothing further, Mr. Chair. Just make a motion to adjourn.
There's been a motion and a second to adjourn, so we are adjourned. Thank you.